engineer at Blockbase. We are a startup focusing on digital content and NFTs. Today, I'm here to talk about this 3D data. So I'm going to give you a brief overview of some problems with 3D data and an idea of how to solve it. So one strong strength of the 3D data is that you can choose how to use it. You can either display it on the virtual reality world, or you can print it out using the 3D printer. And in fact, 3D printing market size is increasing each year. But behind the bright side, the 3D data can be harmful sometimes. With the 3D gun data and 3D printer, anyone can create their own guns. And not only that, if the data is broken somehow, the user, there's a possibility that the user is injured in the opposite way. Something like this. And we can think many cases that 3D data should be well designed, accurate, and reliable. So something like the parts for the vehicles, parts for the houses, medical equipment, and even artificial organs. And we thought we need to help. We thought what we can do to help solve this problem using the blockchain. And we came up with one possible solution to making 3D data verifiable. And as some of you may already know, there's a concept of verifiable credentials in the context of decentralized identity. So the issuer issues credentials to the holder, and the verifier will verify it. And bringing it to the 3D world, the issuer, such as creator of the data or certifier, some kind of organization, I think, is going to issue the credentials to the 3D data. And the user can verify it. So who created the data and who authorized it. And the 3D data will be something like this. So there will be a link to some credentials that are verifiable. We started this project with some 3D specialists called Digital Artsun and Mira Creative. They have this cool solution. They can model 3D data in only like 10 seconds. We're still working on this project. So if you are interested in, please contact us. And one quick advertisement is that we are going to organize Japanese Pond Dance Festival at the main stage at 1 p.m. So please join us and let's have some fun, even if the time is coming. Thank you.